Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's meditation. Today's meditation is called Impassion. And really, we want to pull in the most beautiful, highest vibrating energies today. And we want to remember our creative playfulness. I think that allowing ourselves at this time to really be free of fear and balance ourselves in creative play is a great way to start any day. So this is sort of our meditation content today. So I want you to imagine that you're in the beautiful Ireland. You're standing in this part of the world, breathing in the fresh air, standing on a grassy meadow. In your bare feet, you can feel the earth and the grass. You can hear the birds, imagining the animals all around you. Just looking out over the horizon, watching beautiful grass and allowing ourselves to take in all the greens, all the life force. And now you want to breathe in through the top of the head, nice big breath. Breathing out only the mouth, until all your worries leave your tongue, allowing yourself to relax into this meditation. And today we're going to invite in the Elohim and the Seraphim. So these are the highest vibrating angels. They operate in God consciousness. And they assist us with this creative playfulness. So we want to first ask them to remove any ego selves from our soul or our beautiful field of light. And remember, we call this polishing our cubes of consciousness. When we move ourselves out of the way completely and entirely, we become that conduit where we can stand in neutral and not take sides, and we can see in more depth from all angles, exploring in neutral, balanced curiosity. We're going to find a number now in our hearts of any entities that have made themselves present, or some that we've possibly invited in. These energies are not meant to be there, so we just need to do our inviting, and we're going to ask the Seraphim now to take away the entities. If you're getting the number in your heart in ease and with no effort, then you're going to hand that number over, allowing this beautiful stream of light and energy to take them away, clearing our cube or our soul or our hearts, allowing us to just sit in this beautiful energy of ourselves and our connection. Sometimes after we do this, we get rid of that flip-flop, the overthinking. We become into a pure stream of consciousness where we're allowed to just be. So the next thing we're going to do, we're going to ask the Elohim to pull away any of the fear that we're holding on to. And you might see it in butterflies or little light bubbles leaving your head or your heart, however you want to see it, is perfect. So now in my meditation, I'm being surrounded by beautiful, colorful flowers as I lighten the density. My meditation really comes to life now. And instead of standing on the grass, I'm hovering, I'm floating above. Slowly ascending into the higher realms so that I can continue my healing now. And we're going to find one thing that really keeps us away from that creative play. And it could just really be self-confidence or something very simple. And we're going to ask the Elohim to take it for us and lift it up, allowing ourselves to be more present and more aware, allowing ourselves to step into our creative play, where we can really become the balancers and this way we can set beautiful intentions. So one intention that I would like to do is I would like to invite this beautiful stream of crystal diamond energy in through the top of my head and out my feet, directing it onto the earth plane, inviting this light to coat and cover everyone on the earth, as well as the earth itself, lifting away any of the dense entities or souls, alive or here. We just want all of the darkness to be lifted now, allowing us to be more playfully creative while we create this new earth, this new way of living. And it is in peace and in love frequency. And it's calm and peaceful, and it doesn't hold fear. It thrives and it moves and it lives, and it helps all of us, not just some of us. And this way that we're tapping into this beautiful intention, is a great way to finish polishing your field of light, allowing anything that's holding you back now to come into your awareness so that you can lift it just like this. And now we want to have one wish in our hearts that we would like to have granted. And we're going to give it to the seraphim, just like a little gift box with a bow. We're going to ask the seraphim, invite and participate with them, aligning ourselves and our energy with our wish, and master manifesting it in miracle energy on the planet. And once you've finished making your wish, you want to celebrate this beautiful healing and connection in gratitude. And here we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And now we will allow ourselves to come back down onto the earth plane, the feet touching the grass, looking across the meadows again. And you're going to run. You're going to feel the grass beneath your feet, running as fast as you can, allowing yourself to feel carefree and playful, creating already beautiful things and intentions that you'll do today. Allowing ourselves to feel free and sovereign, holding that frequency and vibration deeply within ourselves, reminding ourselves that we are sovereign, that we are peaceful, and most importantly, we are love. Thank you, thank you, thank you.